But I agree with you, Seth. I don't think Bush is stupid either, but I think that they are willfully kind of blind about different cultures and how to deal with different countries, which is really strange, because the one lesson that was supposed to come out of Vietnam was that we would never again go into a situation where we didn't try and understand the other culture, where we stumbled in so blindly. And now that seems to be what the original Foreign Affairs Dream Team is doing all over the world. I mean, Paul Wolfowitz said in an interview that we shouldn't mirror, which is ascribing our behavior and motivation to other countries. And yet they do this again and again. It never seemed to, and we have these, you know, $30 billion agencies that should tell us what these other places are thinking culturally. But it never seemed to occur to any of them that Saddam might just be bluffing about his weapons because it was an Arab macho thing. He had to keep up this front for the neighbors. I mean, they never seemed to try and get into other people's heads that the North Koreans might just want a little respect by getting our attention, and that if we took out Saddam, that would signal to the Iranians and the North Koreans that the way to fend us off and get our, you know, attention and respect was to have nuclear weapons, not to have nuclear weapons. So, you know, what just surprises me is that they don't use basic kind of common sense. I mean, you could look at a movie like Mean Girls and figure out the way these North Koreans are reacting. You know, it's like high school girls with nuclear weapons. They just want some attention from us, you know.